And so began 1959, the new year. When he learned that Norville owned the company, old Sidney was upset at first. It's a good thing Doc Bromfenbrenner was there.
Sidney?
Because he was able to keep Sidney from harming his old self.
He prescribed a long rest in a sanatory in the booby hatch.
Now, Norville, he went on and ruled with wisdom and compassion and started dreaming up them exciting new ideas again.
You know, for kids. I had the boys down at R&D throw together this little prototype so that a discussion here could have some focus and to give you gentlemen of the board a first-hand look.
And that's the story of how Norville Barnes climbed way up to the 44th floor of the Hudsucker building and then fell all the way down but didn't quite squish himself. You know, they say there was a man who jumped from the 45th floor. But that's another story.